this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. Just so that everybody knows, because I always get these panicked messages. You know, I love it. I mean, it feeds my ego when I am away for and we have a replay or there's a holiday and people don't get the next download. I get all the emails. Where's the program? I'm trying to get my download. We have a lot of faithful downloaders of the broadcast. Here's what's going to be happening. So a week from tonight, believe it or not, is Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? We're already there. We're already at that point where everybody scrambles to get those last minute gifts. It is a week away from Christmas. And then how this all works out, because of, you know, how having a once a week show works out, the following week is New Year's Eve. So we're going to be taking off the next 2 weeks from doing a live show. And what that means is I'll be putting together some of our very best shows from this year, packaging them into a couple of best of broadcasts for you. We will be back, however, the first Monday of the new year, which I believe that is the 7th or the 6th, whatever that is, that first Monday. I'm pulling up my schedule here. That is the 6th, January the 6th, 2018. Can you start thinking 2018? Isn't that going to be? Do you remember when we used to do a lot of handwritten checks and things like that, and you had to write the date down a lot? That's not so much the case anymore. But occasionally, you know, even on the computer, you've got to remember what year it is. And I'm going to be stuck in 2017, I know, for at least a month or two, trying to get used to 2018. All right, a lot to talk about tonight, as usual. Tonight, a lot we're going to get into tonight. A lot about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Why? Because I'm really interested in it, and from all the feedback I've gotten, you're really interested in it. So we're going to talk tonight a lot about cryptocurrency. My special guest tonight in hour number two is Randy Williams. And wow, what a fascinating guy. He's an expert in the martial arts, studied the same style of martial arts as Bruce Lee. One of Bruce Lee's top students, in fact, trained him in the martial arts. Randy Williams is also a private investigator. And to top all of that off, he believes he may have solved the Jack the Ripper murder mystery. Who was Jack the Ripper? It's all a part of his brand new book, and we're going to have him with us in hour number two. And that's going to be one of those best of shows where people are going to be downloading that well past my death. There's a lot of shows we have like that, you know, Kennedy assassination shows, where they're sort of timeless. And this show tonight in hour number two will be a classic Jim Paris Live interview. And that one will be in the archives for you tomorrow. All right. If you are traveling, not such good news for you. This in today's top news stories, just a week before Christmas, thousands are stranded after a power failure at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. Now, I don't know a lot about this. One of the reports I read just before going to air said there was a fire, and this fire caused a power outage. And what happened was sort of a trickle effect. So you have, as it was described in this news story, people sitting in the dark at the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, sitting in the dark for hours. I guess this went on for 5 or 6 hours. Happened today at 1 p.m. Eastern time. More than 1,000 flights had been canceled. And there's this, you know, kind of trickle effect that takes place when you have flights delayed and canceled at one airport, especially a major hub like Atlanta, that then affects other airports. So here in Orlando, our local news, they did one of their, you know, live emergency update kind of things where my phone is beeping this afternoon. And apparently there is an effect here on the Orlando airport because of the power outage that took place in Atlanta. They described it as people sitting in pitch dark at the airport, people actually trapped on airplanes that were unable to continue taxiing to the gate. FAA type of software for air traffic control, all of that was down as well, which is why all of these flights were delayed. Whenever I hear a story like this, the one question that I always have is, how in the world can we have a modern day airport like this lose power? And then as a result of that power loss, there's no backup. There's no backup plan in place to be able to restore power. And, you know, you just wonder, you scratch your head, you say, this is the Atlanta airport and they lose power for hours. I guess this went on for 6 hours and nothing kicked in. You know, I'm not sure. And this has happened before at different airports. You just always assume with all of the technology in today's airports that there would be redundancy on the power system. I don't know. Maybe somebody's going to investigate this and figure this out. What a crazy weekend for me personally. This weekend, my daughter, Faith, who is our youngest of our three children, she graduated from the University of Florida in Gainesville. So we went over there yesterday for her graduation. And man, I'm telling you, these graduations at these universities are such just tremendously large events. We go into the stadium where the University of Florida basketball team plays. I mean, it's like in a giant basketball stadium, and the entire floor is filled up with the graduates, and they do their commencement speeches. And of course, it's all filled with political correctness. There's nothing more politically correct than a speech from the president of a college in today's graduations. I sat through it, and we had a great time watching our daughter graduate, had a nice lunch, got to meet some of her friends as well. And if that wasn't enough, so Gainesville, that's like a couple hours drive for us to get to Gainesville, Florida, from where we live in Palm Coast. So we get back, we have a short break here at the house of about an hour. Don't even get to take a shower or change clothes or anything. So just, you know, kind of took my suit jacket off, hung it on a chair, had an hour break, put my suit jacket back on, and we head out an hour in another direction south of us, and we go see the new musical, The Christmas Story. You remember the movie, The Christmas Story? The kid wants the BB gun, and everybody says you can't have it because you're going to shoot your eye out. They turn it into a musical. It's been on Broadway, and now it's touring in some of the local theaters. So one of our local theatrical groups down in DeLand put that on, and it was just fantastic at the Athens Theater. It was really incredible. Then today, had church this morning. And then this afternoon, we had tickets for the Nutcracker Ballet in St. Augustine. So I told my wife, I said, wow, someone's going to have to drag me to the microphone tonight to be able to pull myself together after this weekend. A lot going on. The big news today, I watched on demand some of the Sunday morning shows, caught up a little bit on the news. And what's been going on the last 2 or 3 years is this question: is President Trump going to fire the special counsel? So apparently we've now got, you know, several of the president's lawyers saying he's not going to fire Robert Mueller. The president himself has said he's not going to fire Robert Mueller. And this just going on and on and on for days that he's going to fire him. So we're asking all of his top people, are you going to fire the special counsel? No, we're not going to fire him. And now the news coverage has kind of shifted. Here's kind of the latest, which is, will they really keep their word and not fire him? So that's kind of the latest. All right, a lot about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. Much of the rest of the show will be on that. Don't miss it. We will be back. everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to gcnteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. gcnteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. I have to tell you, is it me or is it my computer? It seems like when I try to use the internet lately, in the last few days, I'm dealing with more pop-up ads than usual. And I don't know what a website gains by kind of tricking you into seeing their ads. So, you know, I'm at a website and I'm moving my cursor around and all of a sudden it reacts as if I just clicked on something, which I didn't. and some advertisers paying for that click, I would imagine, even though I never clicked on anything. I'm just moving my cursor to find something else. It seems to be more and more a problem, I guess, as website owners are trying to monetize, figure out a way to make money from their website, all these pop-ups and things they want you to answer a survey now to read some of the articles. All right, let's talk about Bitcoin and all that is going on. And I have to tell you, so I'm at the graduation yesterday. We're all sitting up in the nosebleed section. We got there an hour and a half early to this graduation, hour and a half early. And there was a big line. I guess they're now making everybody go through metal detectors at these graduations. So that was new, and they don't really seem to be set up for it. They had one metal detector for everybody to go through, and that's why it took so long to get in and get a seat. Ended up in the nosebleed section, so we're up there waiting and so forth. And everybody in my group, some in my family, some were friends of my daughter that was graduating that I did not know I was just meeting for the first time. But the buzz among the 11 people that were together in our group was Bitcoin. And there's sort of an old thing that we used to say back in the stock market business, which is, you know, when your cab driver starts talking about a particular stock, or you start hearing the water cooler talk about a particular stock, it's time to sell. And that's what a lot of people are afraid of right now. They're afraid of the reality that now that sort of Johnny Lunchbucket, the average person on the street who's not a financial nerd like me, when the average person starts talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, does that mean the opportunity is over? And I would say this is an exception to the rule. And there's a lot of reasons why we're not going to go into all of that tonight. But I would just say this. What we're looking at here is not – it's really not comparable to a stock. This is an entire change in just how money works. This is a completely different realm that we're all moving into. This is not – just chasing one individual stock, because everybody says Bitcoin, but those that get a little bit more information find out that there's a lot more going on here than just Bitcoin. And one of the websites that I use quite often, I mean, probably 50 times a day, I'm at this website. It's called coinmarketcap.com. Coinmarketcap.com. Now, I may be, and I'm going to have you trust me that I'm humble. I'm going to say this with all humility. I may be, my life experience may make me one of the most qualified guys to be talking about cryptocurrency, because I spent most of my life as a money manager, as a stock trader. And when I got out of that business, I got into internet business. So, you know, stock trader from age 21, then by the time I get to my late 40s, I'm in the technology side of things. So I'm able to look at this, because what's happening here, the reality is, this is becoming part of the stock market. And if you don't understand that, you're really going to miss the next spin that this is all taking. So these coins, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, all of these different cryptocurrencies, which I think there's over 1,100 right now. But if you go to coinmarketcap.com, you can get a list of the top ones. But what is happening slowly, well, maybe not so slowly, as of the last week or two, it seems to be accelerating, the idea that these coins are now going onto the stock market, going into the securities markets. And so what we have tonight is the news that Bitcoin futures are now trading on the world's largest futures exchange, which is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. We know that Bitcoin futures actually began trading a week ago on a smaller futures exchange, but they're now on the Chicago Merc, which is the biggest futures exchange in the world. So, I mean, this is a really big deal. For those of you that are sort of rolling your eyes right now and saying, what does this have to do with Bitcoin? This is a really big deal, because what happens now is a level of legitimacy will be given to cryptocurrency that it's never had before. Up until now, it's been sort of this weird internet money that the blogger that lives with his parents and lives in their basement is using. It's sort of a nerd money that is just really super fringe. But when you see the world's largest futures exchange, the Chicago Merc, beginning to trade Bitcoin futures, this is really a big deal. But nonetheless, you still have a very large part of our population, including, this is not just uneducated people. This is not just those that don't have wealth. There are wealthy, intelligent people, investor, members of the investment community who just don't get Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. And they remind me of kind of how my grandparents reacted back in the day when people started getting websites and email. And you heard people say things like, I'm never going to have a computer. I'm never going to have a website. I'm never going to have a Facebook account. That was back in the day, like what, the late 90s? And now look at where we're at today. But this is not just the uneducated, the blue collar, the Johnny Lunch Bucket type of person that is saying this. We have Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan. We have really smart, wealthy people saying, I'm not getting on the Bitcoin bandwagon. I'm not getting into this whole cryptocurrency thing. And so part of that battle that's going on right now is we have government regulators that just can't shut up about this. And today, the latest is the state of Massachusetts issued a 7-point memo, 7 reasons to warn the public about Bitcoin and why it's a high risk thing and why it's a bubble and so forth and so on. But nonetheless, it just continues to go up and go up and go up. And we had a little bit of retracement today. So Bitcoin almost hit $20,000. Can you believe it? Almost hit $20,000. I got in at $12, my first Bitcoin purchase. $12. And Bitcoin almost hit $20,000 in the last 24 hours. When the Chicago Merc started trading Bitcoin, it dropped back down to closer to $19,000. Right now, it's $18,829 is the last trade on Bitcoin. All right, the music means we have a break coming up. When we get back, I want to get into some of the other cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin that you really should take a look at. A lot more to cover tonight. All ahead on Jim Paris Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so one of the reasons that I started my online class about cryptocurrency is people have a lot of questions and they don't really know where to go for answers, and there are a lot of scams out there. I'll just give you an example of one scam that right now is actually costing people, I don't know, probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars right now as we speak, which is that these so-called wallets that you can hold your cryptocurrency in. So you buy the cryptocurrency, whether it be Bitcoin or one of the other coins, which, by the way, we use the term altcoin or alternate coin to refer to the also-rans, the ones that are not Bitcoin, but the other ones are called altcoins. So with any of these coins, you have to have a place to hold them. So it's a little software program that you can use to hold all of your secret, they call this your wallet seed, your secret or private key, the data you need as the owner to be able to sell that currency at some point. So these are called wallets. Well, do you know, right now in the app stores, there are fake wallets. And so what happens is someone just assuming that a wallet in the app store is legit because it's in the app store will buy a digital currency and then get an app from the app store on their phone, and they'll use that wallet app to hold their digital currency, not realizing that they have just given away their digital currency and it's gone. And so this is one of the problems with newbies, with people getting started in this. It is on the one hand, it can be safe, and there are things you can do to absolutely protect your digital currency. But on the other hand, there's a lot of problems. And I'll be honest with you right now and tell you that I fell for a false wallet, a fake wallet, as recently as 6 weeks ago. A wallet that I thought was legit. Now, this was not in an app store. This was an online wallet that I found doing a Google search, and this is for a small amount of money. It was for a rather obscure cryptocurrency that I bought, and I needed a wallet to hold it, so I went with this online wallet. Turned out to be a scam, and I lost like $100. So even me doing this, teaching this, I'm scammed on occasion. So there's a lot of pitfalls, which is why we set up the online class, bitcoinworkshop.us, to try to inform people, for example, what are the top 5 or 6 or 7 digital currencies that you should be looking at? There's 1,100 digital currencies, so we wanted to give you the top 5 or 6, and I'm going to give you those right now, but also to help people understand what all your different options are for holding your digital currency. So I'll get into that a little bit in this segment as well, because there's a lot of misunderstandings about, you know, people say, well, if I buy Bitcoin, someone can hack me and take all my Bitcoin and I'll lose all my money. You can be hacked, but there's a way that you can set yourself up that you could never be hacked also if you're buying digital currency. So let me start by giving you the top 5 or 6 of these. And again, I'm referring to the website coinmarketcap.com tonight, coinmarketcap.com. Referring to this a lot because this is really the top site to go to take a look at how various cryptocurrencies are doing. And there's a number of different ways you can sort this list. So the default view when you first go to coinmarketcap.com, it will give you a list based on the market capitalization, which represents the price of the individual coin times how many coins are in circulation. That gives you the so-called market capitalization, or how big that currency is. So your default view is market capitalization as far as the rankings go, but then you can use any of the columns here and change that. So you can change it by which one has gone up the most in the last 24 hours. You can sort it by that. You can sort it by price. So which one of these currencies is the lowest price right now to get into without regard to, you know, any other factor. So just doing a little bit of, you know, playing around with coinmarketcap.com can really give you some insight into what else is out there. Some of you, I get it. Some of you are never going to do this. Fine. Others of you are going to say, okay, I'll put my big toe in the water, and maybe you're going to buy $100 of Bitcoin, and you're going to use a site like Coinbase, which is the best site to use if you're new to this and you want an easy way to buy Bitcoin. You can use a credit card. You can use PayPal. You can link it to your bank account. You can put in $50 if you want. So Coinbase, so I get it. Some of you will kind of be at that level. Then others are going to say, you know what? I'd like to go a little bit deeper into the jungle on this, and I'd like to know a little bit more about this. That's the reason we have the online class. But let me give you the top, say, 5 or 6 of these that if you're doing what I do, which is I spend most of my day trading cryptocurrency now. And that means most of my day I spend doing research, reading, following the news, following the markets of cryptocurrency. So here are the top 5 or 6 of these that you probably should take a look at in terms of other than Bitcoin. Okay, so Bitcoin, I get it. Bitcoin's the top one, the alpha dog. But if you want to look at some others, and the reason why you might want to is the thinking is that have some money in Bitcoin, but also try and find for yourself a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 others that might be super cheap today that could be the Bitcoin of tomorrow. And nobody really knows which one is going to be the Bitcoin of tomorrow. But a lot of these, you know, you can put in a tiny amount, because we talk about going back to 2010. If you go back to 2010, if you could take a time machine back to 2010 and put just $100 in Bitcoin, today that would be worth $260 million. So it doesn't take a lot of money if you get it into the next Bitcoin to have a substantial amount. So here are some of the names you want to look at. Here we go. Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash. Now, what is that? Bitcoin Cash is the result of a Bitcoin fork That is, a group of developers decided we're going to make some changes to Bitcoin, to its core blockchain and software system. We're going to make some changes, and we're going to spin off a different version of Bitcoin. Call it Bitcoin's little brother if you want, but Bitcoin Cash is one to really watch. I'd really keep an eye on that. So Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, and then here's one last week that everybody in cryptocurrency was talking about, Ripple XRP. Ripple XRP. So to give you an idea of what happened last week, it was sitting at like 20 or 25 cents and got as high as, I think, 86 or 90 cents, more than tripled last week. It's moved back now. It's down at 71 cents. But this is one that so many people are saying could be the next Bitcoin. Then another one to take a look at. So that was Ripple XRP. Then the next one is Litecoin, L-I-T-E-C-O-I-N. Litecoin is another. Let me give you three more. Dash would be another one I would take a look at. I would also take a look at Monero. And then I would take a look at Zcash. Zcash. Now, there are more. And those that are in my online class, we're kind of even going further into the jungle. I'll give you one more that you would know about if you were in my class. That is called BitShares. And this one is going for 37 cents right now. So you can get like three of these for a dollar. I feel like I'm running a produce stand. Three cryptos for a dollar. Well, you can do that with BitShares. So some of these are incredibly, incredibly cheap. Now, the big question is, when I buy these, how do I do it? How do I buy these? And then what about, Jim Paris, this idea of a wallet where I store my cryptocurrency? How do I do that? All of that's going to be in my next segment. Don't miss it. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. We spent a lot of this hour talking about cryptocurrency and not just Bitcoin. I have to tell you, let me say this. If you want to tune into a national radio show that I will be on, I will be on this Wednesday. Write this down. It's at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Wait a minute. It's 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. It is the Point of View national radio show with Kirby Anderson. It's a two-hour show. It goes from 1 until 3 in the Central time zone. They're based in Dallas. I'll be on with them during that first hour, which is 2 o'clock here on the East Coast. From 2 to 3, I'll be with them live. Talking about what? Talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, all of that. I really do enjoy... So their website is pointofview.net. Pointofview.net, if you want to check that live stream out. They've also got, I don't know, several hundred radio stations that carry the show. And then they also have a download available. I do love talking to newbies about digital currency. However, I'll be honest with you, it gets tiring, because what happens is about half the time people will ask me about Bitcoin, and I'll give them sort of the tricycle version. You know, I don't want to give them too much information. I'll just give them kind of a little morsel of information, and then it turns into a debate. So right away, they want to play devil's advocate. This sounds like it's worthless. It's not backed by the government. And I just have lost all interest. I really have, in debating people about it. I mean, all I know is how much money I've made doing this, investing in cryptocurrency. And I'm personally convinced that this is the new world of money, that we're absolutely, just like all of the other things, the internet has changed. We're not going back to the yellow pages. So if you're convinced we're going back to the yellow pages and Google's not going to be here anymore, God bless you. I don't want to debate that with you. I really don't. This is the future. So I'm just not interested in debating with people. In fact, I'm kind of now at the point where a few months ago, if I was up at Starbucks or at a restaurant and people started talking about Bitcoin, I would like hear that. My antenna would be up and I would chime in and jump into that conversation. Not anymore. I just kind of stay to myself. Hear people talking about Bitcoin, and the first thing that I say to myself is, keep your mouth shut. You don't want to get dragged into that. And it's not because I don't want to help people. I just don't want to engage in the debate. And this is the same thing with politics. I don't just personally outside of on the radio, I'll get into politics on my Facebook. But when I'm just out, you know, personally, I don't like to bring up politics because I just don't want to debate it. I'm not going to change anybody's mind that was going to vote for Hillary and they're disappointed and Trump is the president. And you know what? If that's your idea of a president is Hillary Clinton, you and I are so far apart. There's nothing I'm going to ever say that's going to bring us together on politics. So I give up when it comes to that. So anyway, let's talk about sort of the next phase of this. I'm getting emails from people saying, how do we get to your class? So the class is just bitcoinworkshop.us, bitcoinworkshop.us. I was going to make it free because I'll be honest with you, I don't need the money from teaching it. However, I am pulling a play from my high school band director's playbook, which is this. We used to have problems at our band concerts. Troublemakers would come into the concert and would become hecklers. So my band director in high school came up with this brilliant idea of charging $1 for people to get into the band concerts. Just $1. And even back when I was in high school, $1 was still not much. So it's not like, oh, back when I was in high school, $1 was like $100. No, $1 was not much. Still isn't much. It's worth less than even it was then. But $1 kept the hecklers out. And that's kind of what I decided to do is, you know, I'm not doing it for $1, but we do have a small tuition. It's $77 to get in. And then it's $10 a month to stay in my group where we trade ideas and do Q&A and I do videos and all kinds of things to support my group of people that are doing cryptocurrency trading. I could have done it for free. I don't need the money from it. I really don't. But I felt like I needed to charge something so that I can kind of keep control of it. And nobody's going to pay $77 to just come into the group to heckle or come into the group to be a problem or want to debate me or whatever. We're just going to have people that want to learn. And that's what we need to have. And that's bitcoinworkshop.us. So when you go to coinmarketcap.com and you see all these coins, what happens is people decide, let's take an example, Ripple XRP. I have said, and I've said it in my class, I think this is going to be really one of the big next digital currencies, Ripple XRP. I'll tell you this. I've been talking about it for years. I've been talking about Ripple XRP for many, many years. In fact, if you go to YouTube and type in Ripple XRP, the next Bitcoin, you'll find a video I did about this from, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And it's like the number one video that you'll find under that search phrase. And so many people have commented, wow, this guy, Jim Paris, who is he? He predicted this, that Ripple. I mean, I was involved with Ripple when you can get in for, let's see, you could get like 3 or 4 Ripple for a penny. You could get 3 or 4 for a penny. And now Ripple is, last trade was 71 cents, but earlier this week, it was up to almost 90 cents. So you look at Ripple XRP and you say, okay, I want to buy that one. So you think there's just somewhere that you can just point and click and buy it. And when you learn that that's not the case, it gets really, really frustrating. Because here's what you have to go through. So the first thing you have to do when you find a cryptocurrency you want to buy is you have to find an exchange that will sell it to you. It's not like you can get in your car and go to Walmart and buy Bitcoin. Or buy any of these. So Bitcoin is the biggest one, and there's a tremendous number of exchanges you can go to easily buy Bitcoin with credit card, debit card, linked to your bank account, and it's super easy because it's the biggest one. But when you get into smaller ones like Ripple, so Ripple only trades at like a handful of smaller exchanges, coin exchanges. So the main one is called GateHub.net. So because Ripple's exploding this last week in price, everybody's trying to go to GateHub.net and open up an account to be able to buy Ripple. So GateHub.net gets over capacity. People can't get an account open because the site goes down. There's so many people trying to buy you, they can't even get to the site. So this is the kind of thing that's going on. So you have to set your frustration aside, and that's why it's good to have someone to mentor you and help you. But in any case, I've had some of my students tell me that they had to go back many, many, many times to the Ripple site for 2 or 3 days before they finally got their account open. And then you have to go through verification, which is the government's anti-money laundering law, which requires all of these exchanges to – typically you've got to scan in a copy of your driver's license and fax it or scan it in and send it to them over the internet. You've got to provide them with like your social security number, other things that – just like opening a bank account. And because they're so swamped with people wanting to buy, it might be a few days before they get back to you. So that's why now – right now is the time to start getting these different, you know, mechanisms in place, these accounts set up and all that, because it's not easy to do it. It's not easy to do. I've had my Ripple account for years now. And so when Ripple's going up and I want to buy more, I just buy more because it's already set up. But this is the process. And then let's talk just for a minute before this hour ends about the whole issue of being hacked. This is what you hear. I would buy cryptocurrency, but I'm afraid if I buy it, someone will hack my account and steal it all from me. All right. There is a way to store your cryptocurrency completely offline. That's how you want to do it. Especially if you have a lot of money on the line, you want to store it offline. Now, there's two ways you can do that. Two principal easy ways. One would be to buy a laptop computer and connect it to the internet to download the desktop wallet for that particular currency, transfer that cryptocurrency to that wallet that's on your desktop, disconnect that laptop from the internet, and never connect it to the internet again. It's impossible, based on the law of physics, for anybody to now hack that computer that's not connected to the internet. There is also something known as a cold wallet, where a hardware wallet, where you can actually go on Amazon. I'll give you the name of a couple of these. One is called the Ledger wallet. Another one is called KeepKey. Another one is called Trezor, T-R-E-Z-O-R. These are all wallets for, you know, around $100. You can use these to hold various different cryptocurrencies in a little tiny, like an external hard drive type device that you can keep completely offline, 100% hack-proof. Cannot be hacked because it's not connected to the internet. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Jack the Ripper. Fascinating discussion. Don't miss it. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.